about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
It's easy to become distracted, especially about things that have long-term consequences, because the things that are the most immediate are the things that show up most vividly in those streams of information.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, how to focus in the short term to make long-term decisions.
So we find ourselves still mired in the midst of a global pandemic that over the last several weeks has worsened quite a bit in Texas, where we're located. And one thing that emerges from that is that there's a lot of focus on the present, on what can we do right now to try to change the situation, to try to make everything get better. And of course, whenever you're in the face of a threat, there's a certain amount of motivation to try to do something right now that's going to help to change things. But as in so many situations in life, the acute situation that faces us in the moment is at least in part a reflection of longer term decisions that got made.
Yeah.
And those longer term decisions often require other long range planning and long range action in order to fix them. So in the health domain, for example, there's lots of health problems, say type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. There's a desire to fix those immediately through medication, but often the best way to influence those conditions in the long term is through a process of increasing fitness and weight loss, which takes time. And so you end up with a combination of doing a few things in the moment to make sure that nothing serious happens right away, along with actions that will have their benefit in the long term.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing is true in the case of the pandemic, where there are certainly some short-term actions that we need to take, which might involve closing bars and limiting occupancy of restaurants and making sure that everybody wears a mask. But it also requires a certain amount of long-term planning, such as engagement with the political process, which may influence the people who we have who are creating rules around that pandemic.
Yeah. And, you know, we're recording this at the time of early voting right now in Texas, and there's an election in the following week. And, you know, I think when any of us are confronted with all kinds of adjustments we need to make just to our daily routine, I mean, just getting through the day, getting groceries, taking care of our kids. I mean, all that kind of stuff creates immediate tasks that need to be completed. It seems like it's easiest then to sort of put off things that whose consequences are only be felt much later. And I think, you know, voting in this instance is a perfect example of this, in that we're voting for candidates who will take office many months from now, and the felt need to do something immediately and connect that to something that's going to happen much farther into the future is difficult for most of us, right? And I think one of the things that we've been asked in various contexts over the past several months is, you know, how to remain grounded, how to keep yourself feeling like, you know, you're just not flying from one immediate crisis to another. And one thing to consider is to think about what choices can I make now that at least have the potential to contribute to something positive in the future, even though I won't feel those consequences in the immediate future.
Yeah. You know, and actually to engage in the political process requires paying attention to information that, strictly speaking, doesn't seem relevant during an acute pandemic. So it's, you know, the kinds of position papers and debates and other things that politicians write and engage in order to run for office can seem oddly beside the point when you are dealing with illness and bad news and threat. But we have to remember that life in general goes on.
Yeah.
And you know, issues of budgets and transportation and sanitation, these all matter. But it's important for us to pay attention to all of those issues, even though they're not screaming for our attention, because we want to make informed choices that will help us to participate in democracy, which requires a certain amount of knowledge to do. It's not just a matter of closing your eyes and picking at random.
Yeah. And I think one mechanism for making it possible, as Art was saying, to be informed enough that you can make intelligent choices when you either mail in a ballot or go to a voting place, go to a polling place and cast your vote, is to feel like you create a greater sense of control about the information stream that's coming into your orbit. Because right now, for people who have the radio on, the television on, you're checking your Facebook feed, Twitter feed all the time, you're not really in control of the information stream that's coming in to your field, right? I mean, and I think one thing that happens when you do that, it's easy to become distracted, especially about things that have long-term consequences, because the things that are the most immediate are the things that show up most vividly in those streams of information. And so one of the things that Art and I have suggested in other contexts is perhaps ordering your information intake a little more on your schedule and saying, well, I'm gonna spend this much time sort of paying attention to these things, and I'm gonna spend a little bit of time, save a little bit of time to talk about these other things that will help me be more informed as a voter and those kind of things. So you're more in control as an individual rather than allowing just the vicissitudes of the media decide where you focus your attention.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of what makes for a good children's book with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head for KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.